Not only is it accurate, but recently they've upped the statistic to say that now between 2000 and 2030, they are going to urbanize 400 million Chinese. And this is all part of a process to try to rectify the income disparities and inequalities that have developed in China over the past 20 to 25 years. The Chinese government believes that moving Chinese peasants, farmers into cities will be the fastest way to raise their incomes and to diminish the threat of social instability.
Do you think that's going to work out like that?
Well, I think that they're already confronting a number of challenges. Some of them I'm sure they anticipated, and some they didn't. But, you know, as you're urbanizing and moving these people, of course, some people don't want to be moved. And, they've farmed, their families have farmed their land for centuries, and they're not interested in moving to a new satellite city outside Chongqing or some other place. And, you know, there are energy demands that come along with this kind of urbanization process, structural demands, and that I think are continuing to sort of plague the Chinese government as they're pursuing this process. So I think we'll have to wait to see how it all develops. But for the foreseeable future, this is the Chinese game plan.
Of course, a major event is happening in China less than a year from now. That'll, of course, be the 2008 Summer Olympics. And I know some other societies have tried to use something like the Olympics as a jumping point to modernize their society. I'm thinking of South Korea some 20 years ago with the Olympics. There's been so much activity, of course, over the last five, six, 7 years when China won the games to put on next summer. Let me ask you this. They've done a lot to transform their own society, obviously. How much do you believe, I mean, I guess it's a human thing, do they want the acclaim of the world here to see, you know, this modern China and how great it's doing in the 21st century?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Olympics, they're really Beijing's, China's, you know, coming out party to the world. And no doubt, as long as they can clean up their air and the athletes can breathe, it will be a spectacular event. Because they are 110% committed to making it that way. I was just in Beijing in August and had the opportunity to take a tour of the Olympic facilities and to see what they're doing, and it's really incredible. I mean, they're putting making some of the buildings for the Olympics Games, some of them in the shape of the event, so that for the riflery, for example, if you look from the air down at the building, it's in the shape of a gun. For the ping pong tournament, they have a giant ping pong ball on the top made out of glass. So it really will be an amazing sort of triumphal experience, I think, for the country, as long as, again, the environment is good, and as long as they're not faced with having to crack down on protesters and others who are, you know, trying to use the Olympics to advance their own cause and calls for change.
Well, I want to ask you about both of those. I'll start with environment. People have known this and followed this, that China's had a serious environmental issues for a long time. It seems like, though, Elizabeth, that the leaders there are finally coming around and trying to address them.
Well, there's no doubt that this particular leadership of Hu Jintao and Wen Jiabao are more committed, more interested, and more aware of the importance of addressing their environmental problems for, you know, their economy, for public health, and for the issue of social unrest. The real question is, are they going to be able to do anything about it? And I will tell you that in the first 5 years of their tenure, and we're looking at another 5 years beginning on Sunday, they haven't made any real progress. So I think fundamentally, you know, they're challenged by the fact that their system is endemically corrupt, and they don't have a means of holding, you know, local officials or business leaders accountable. So there's no transparency within the system. The rule of law is not fully developed in the country. And so I think until they have some real political reform, frankly, they're not going to be able to address their environmental challenges. But yes, absolutely, they are much more interested in it than ever before.